Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. This series of training DVDs and downloadable high-definition videos covers topics such as building sites using CCK and Views, basic and advanced theming, and administering and site building with Drupal. Each densely packed video is a workshop in a box. Learn Drupal from the experts at Lullabot. For more information about each of these videos, visit store.lullabot.com.
My name is Jim Berry. My user ID is Solotandem. I guess I got involved with this. My son Jimmy, whose name is Boomba Tower, he started with the Google Highly Open Participation Competition, and he got involved with that, started doing some simple tests. I started writing some simple tests, and I don't know, it just kind of grew from there. So
just to clarify, the GHOP program was a program sponsored by Google for high school students, right?
That's correct. And that was when Jimmy got started and got started with the simple test and test framework and all that stuff.
And so tell me how the Deadwood module came about.
I guess it was just Jimmy and I were kind of probably brainstorming one day about what would be a good module to do. And it seemed like, you know, from some of the initial work we'd done, Drupal 6 had kind of just come out, but there weren't a lot of modules you could use, so you're sort of stuck doing this, you know, with 5 and all that stuff, and so it kind of just got us thinking about, you know, and we saw the example of, like, the Firefox community where, you know, when Firefox 3 comes out, all those plugins are ready to go that day, and what if, you know, it'd be neat if the Drupal community could, you know, take on that type of attitude, I guess.
And so maybe talk about, like, what did the Deadwood module do and towards those ends?
Well, the goal of Deadwood was to help you make the changes to your code so that it would go from the, you know, the Drupal 5 API to the Drupal 6 API, so the, you know, to do as much of that as it could. You would say, I'd like to convert, you know, Project X, and it would then go through your files and try to make changes that it could, where it was using regular expressions to find things and change things, and those certainly have some limitations in, you know, false positives and whatnot, and just the inability to do certain types of changes. So
was it then suggesting the changes, or was it actually trying to create a new file that you could...
Okay, it would basically copy your original file to a new spot, you know, like the output file, and then make the changes to that. And in places, like you're saying, where it couldn't make the change, it would at least leave a comment saying, hey, there's something to be done here manually for you. So there was a lot of the API changes that it just couldn't do. You know, I mean, I knew that it was kind of frustrating and all, but it just wasn't the tool, you know, for the job, so.
And so maybe talk about, like, how did that go from that point into getting integrated more closely with the Coder module?
Okay, in IRC one day, I think we were talking with Webchick, and she thought that'd be a good idea to kind of integrate it with Coder. Coder has a lot more name recognition and stuff, and it seemed like it, you know, it's kind of the same sort of thing, reviewing the code, changing the code. They have the same sort of flavor in some sense of, you know, looking at changes from one API version to the next.
Right, so the Coder module is like looking to, you know, have people, module developers, mostly comply with coding standards and like looking at the coding standards and scanning through the code. And
well, coding standards is more kind of how you write it something, but like Coder... The Coder module's now got Coder Review, which was the original Coder stuff, and so it looks at your code and says, hey, you know, this API thing has changed, blah, 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 and it will leave you, you know, it gives you a list of all those comments. The Coder Upgrade module, which is the successor to Deadwood, will actually make changes for you, you know, to the extent it can, but that extent is much greater than what Deadwood could accomplish, so.
And maybe, you know, talk about in terms of, like, regular expressions are not something that ordinary humans can just, like, look at and grok right away. So maybe talk about, like, what you've done since then with the grammar parser or other things since then.
Okay, so recognizing the limitations of using the regular expressions, we realized that we needed a more fine-tuned control and a more precise tool to be able to make these types of changes. So actually, it was a summer of code project for 2009 that I started on the grammar parser in conjunction with Coder Upgrade. So I guess my example here of the difference between using regular expressions and using what the grammar parser gives you, which is a structured object of representation of the grammar of a piece of code, it's sort of like going from what the, you know, Air Forces did in World War II, which would be called carpet bombing, where they just kind of sprayed a whole bunch of stuff and hoped you hit something. Whereas now, today, you've got laser-guided missiles and all this kind of stuff, and it's very, very precise. And we feel like that the grammar parser provides that kind of precision, or at least the contrast is reasonable.
And so it sounds like instead of just, you know, searching the text as if it was just all a text file, you're looking at the structure of the PHP in some way and looking right. for patterns. Maybe talk about, like, what information is that giving you then?
Well, for example, probably the two major changes that you go through when the API changes is that the parameters to function calls change, or the signature, you know, like if you're writing some of the hook functions, you know, hook menu, hook whatever, the parameters will change, the internals of that thing will change. So one of the things that the grammar parser provides is lists of the function calls and lists of all the functions. And so then you can just kind of cycle through those and look for the function call that you're interested in and change it accordingly. So the coder upgrade module takes advantage of those things, and it basically goes through a whole litany of changes that have been made to core API and just branches off to a particular function that makes that upgrade for you.
Now, is the grammar parser just a pure API, or is there some sort of user interface that people can go in there and start searching for, you know, regular expressions?
Okay, the grammar parser was originally included in the user interface, and we broke it apart for, I guess, technical reasons. So there's now actually the grammar parser module and the grammar parser UI module. So the grammar parser, I guess I would refer to as more of a library. It doesn't have any Drupal specifics. I mean, you could run it outside of Drupal. You could, you know, just as it's straight PHP. So the user interface module basically just ties into that and gives you a front end where you can say, you know, I'd like to parse the files in this directory or this particular file, that kind of thing. So.
And so since it is decoupled, maybe you could talk about, like, other modules that are starting to use that and what they're starting to do with that.
One of the reasons, I guess, that spurred us on to decouple it was that the API module is one of the first users of that besides Coder Upgrade, and they really don't need the user interface. And the fact that they're running in 6 and the parser was kind of written as a, quote, Drupal 7 module, by splitting that out, eliminated really them having to try to apply a patch so that it would run in 6 and as opposed to 7. So the only change they need to make is to, in the info file, to change it from saying version 7 to version 6, and that's it.
And so what's on the horizon for this grammar parser for you personally with the module or for other people that are also using it that you know of?
Well, we've had some interest here just at DrupalCon, some other people trying to do some you know, analytics or looking through files, and there are other uses out there. One of the things that I've proposed as another Summer of Code project is to try to utilize it to assist with security reviews of files, to assist the security team or just whoever, you know, to look for vulnerabilities in your code.
Yeah, you mentioned Summer of Code, which is kind of interesting because typically you think of it as a college student and being the, both your father-son combination, being in the Google Summer of Code, maybe a unique situation there. So maybe expand on that a little bit.
Okay. I'm a, you know, old-timer around here, I guess, but I've gone back to school to try to acquire a master's in computer science. So last year, Jimmy and I had the opportunity, I guess, to be the first father-son team that was in the Summer of Code at the same time. So just kind of an interesting tidbit.
So where is it that you're coming from, and where is it that you're personally going, just as a conclusion here?
My previous career is a lot different than this. I was a consulting actuary, and just for whatever reasons, kind of that's no more, and I've always had an interest in doing computers. I've been doing software development for, you know, forever, but so I guess I'm looking to try to apply, you know, Jimmy and I really got a business going with the review driven, where we're trying to utilize all these review tools that we have to basically provide a service to Drupal shops so that they can, you know, have their code tested on a regular frequency, just like Drupal Core is, and there are a couple of companies out there like Examiner that are using that framework in their development now. So those are the kinds of things I'm interested in doing.
Okay, well, great, thanks.
Thank you.